time for our thought for the day, and joining us in the studio this morning, Glenn Jordan. Hi there, Glenn.
Morning, Connor. Morning, Karen.
Morning.
Morning, everyone. The Christian traditions have many names for it, like Eucharist, breaking of bread, or Lord's Supper, for instance. And last week, the better part of 150 of us sat down to share communion together in Ballycrocken Presbyterian Church. All the familiar elements were there: bread, wine, portentous words of institution, as well as a whole host of nefarious characters. The inspiration, indeed, the command for this sacrament performed all over the globe is in the Gospel accounts. That's where we get those special words. This is my body broken for you. This wine is my blood shed for you. Do this in memory of me. I read these stories and they come laden for me with 5 decades of memories and ceremony. But in reality, the telling of the story is dominated by Jesus speaking about treachery. He's all too conscious that he's sitting down round the table with a traitor. In Luke's report, for instance, the solemn words said over the cup are, at first glance, spoiled by a disturbing statement about the betrayer in their midst. This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you, Jesus said. But the hand of him who's going to betray me is with mine at the table. There's uncomfortable grit where these two sentences rub up against each other. But it's true of all the versions. Bread is broken and wine is shared in the company of traitors and conspirators, cowards and vain, weak-willed quislings. And it seems to me that every communion table or altar in every church is the same. The bread and wine are shared not with the perfected, but with those who just disappoint themselves and one another and disappoint God all the time. And it's an extraordinary act of grace on Jesus' part to sit round the table with that collection of individuals and break bread with them, share a cup with them, say the words of the familiar liturgy with them, and tell a story of a new and more hopeful future. Maybe all tables are the same. Executive tables, kitchen counters and workplace desks. We can't always choose who we sit down with. And there is often great cost to staying at the table, especially with those who've let us down or those we don't trust, with those who've hurt us or slandered us. There's a great cost to breaking the bread of reconciliation and drinking from the cup that marks transformed relationships. But pay it we must if we are to have any hope of newness.